Back now with Day to Day. There is a lot going on today here in New York City. Super Tuesday voting, a ticker tape parade for the New York Giants. And right across the street from our studios, the tents are up for Fashion Week. The world's biggest designers are here to present their fall collections. And here with me in the studio, fresh from the catwalk, is fashion writer Najwa Moses. Welcome back to Day to Day, Najwa.
Thank you for having me. Yes, I am fresh off of the catwalk. A lot is going on here in New York City. And one of the biggest trends that I'm noticing here is that the fashion crowd is actually going green.
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 Not as in the color of money, but as in
eco-conscious. They're concerned about the eco. Eco chic is in, and I think it's here to stay. Now more than ever, you have major brands, major retailers, and major celebrities going green. And also what you're also seeing is you have the designers actually being influenced by the environment and their designs. I actually spoke backstage with Tracy Reese, and she actually talked about using roses and grass and skies and stormy sees all of these prints being put into her clothing. So, you know, you have Madonna this week. She's pairing up with Gucci for a UNICEF, and they're doing a Raising Malawi benefit where they're celebrating into helping children in Africa. And then you have Barney's and Louis Vuitton doing organic tote bags for $1,700.
$1,700 for a tote bag made of cotton.
Out of cotton. Trader Joe's started at $2, and now they're $1,700 by Louis Vuitton. It's crazy.
That sounds a little crazy. So the designers, are they just trying to make a buck off this eco-consciousness, or are they actually doing it?
They are actually. Actually, one of the things that Barney did was actually kick off Fashion Week with a fashion-forward presentation with Marc Jacobs and Stella McCartney, where they used all recyclable materials. You've got Levi's doing an organic line. You've got American Apparel doing an organic line. I think Eco Chic is here to stay.
Well, as we all know in fashion, nothing is ever permanent, it seems. So what are the other trends?
Some of the other trends, we saw a lot of influences of the 40s and the 60s. A lot of belted pieces. It's all about the waistline. It's no longer about the big belt, but it's about the skinny belt. Lots of animal prints. Cheetah, zebra, leopard, Y-leg, high-waisted pants, trousers, and denim. Chunky cardigans in both muted metallics and neutrals. And again, it's all about the waistline. So get ready to be in shape for the fall.
And Najwa, was it all about women? What about men? I mean, a guy's got to be stylish.
That's true. I actually didn't cover any menswear shows, but I caught up with Nigel Barker, who's one of the judges on America's Next Top Model, and he talks about how what men should be wearing this season.
Did you know that skinny jeans were now being worn by men who weren't gay or rockers or models? Do you have any skinny jeans in your closet?
I have a lot of skinny jeans in my closet, and I think go for it. You know what? It's about time that the American man, you know, got in touch with their feminine side and realized that skinny jeans can also look good. Women love them as well.
Yeah. Do you see any fun trends for men yet for the fall?
Actually, you know what? I think a lot more color is coming in. Men's shirts, you know, go for it, guys. You can wear a punchy shirt with a gray suit. It just, you know, brightens your day, especially in the recession that we're in.
Thank you, Nigel, and thank you, Madeline. It's been great. Happy Fashion Week.
Okay, thank you, Najwa. And that's fashion writer Najwa Moses, and you can find more of Najwa at styleaholics.com. So, Alex, did you hear that? Get in touch with your feminine side and get your skinny jeans on.
I did hear that. Down here at Felipe's, we don't call them skinny jeans. We call them tight, and they have more to do with the breakfast combo than they do fashion.
Well, when I get back to L.A., I want to see you in your skinny jeans.